They say, Dr. Minhas, I'm going to dictate the neurology consultation on a patient name. Patricia Gatch, PATRICIAGETSCH. Date of birth 07/31/1993. Date of appointment September 29, 2025. Requesting physician Crystal Burnsby, CRYSTALBURNSBYFNP. Dear Crystal Burnsby, I have the pleasure of seeing Patricia Gatch today in my office. I appreciate you involving me in her care. As you know, she is 32-year-old right-handed Caucasian woman who is having migraines since the age of 10 years. Recently, she hit head on the wall cabinet on August 10, 2025. Since then, the headache frequency increased. Even before this, her headache was not under control. She usually see the Adirondack neurology. She went to the urgent care and the emergency room and received some IV medication. Now the headache is decreasing. It is daily. It involves the whole head, sharp throbbing, no nausea, no vomiting, with photophobia, with phonophobia. Having some dizziness also, taking Topamax 100 milligram 2 times daily. Also taking metoclopramide, PRN and gabapentin 100 milligram 2 tablets 2 times daily. Baclofen 10 milligram PO 3 times daily. She cannot have meloxicam and ibuprofen. Past medical history, polycystic ovarian syndrome, mild intellectual disability, migraine, spastic diplegic cerebral palsy, chronic pain, dry eye syndrome, glaucoma, decreased hearing on both sides, allergic rhinitis, GERD, irritable bowel syndrome, constipation, unspecified hemorrhoid, temporomandibular joint disorder, myalgia. Past surgical history, none. Allergy, no known drug allergy, medication, azelastin, nasal spray, baclofen 10 milligram, half tablet 3 times daily, benifiber, benzyl peroxide 5% gel, docosate sodium, esomeprazole, fexofenadine, Flonase, gabapentin 100 milligram, 2 in the morning, 2 at night, ketotifen eye drop, lactate, latanoprost eye drops, lenses, magnesium oxide, meclizine, melatonin, meloxicam, metoclopramide, montelukast, psyllium fiber, cystatin, complete eye drop, smooth move capsule, topiramate 100 mg, 2 times daily, vitamin D3, YAS. Socialist, does not smoke cigarette, does not drink alcohol, she is single, lives in a group home, family history, she is adopted, have one twin brother who has some GI issue and diplegic cerebral palsy. Review of the system, I personally review the general skin, metabolic, endocrine, eyes, ear, nose, throat, pulmonary, cardiovascular, gastrointestinal, neurologic, psychiatric and musculoskeletal system. I found out that she is having headache, vertigo, weakness, joint pain, muscle pain, back pain. Physical examination, blood pressure 130 over 85, heart rate 72, respiratory rate 16, lungs clear to auscultation, heart S1, S2 regular in rate and rhythm, abdomen soft, bowel sound present, neck supple, there is no carotid bruit, there is no jaundice, cyanosis and edema. Neurological examination, patient is alert, awake, no aphasia, no dysarthria, pupils are equally reacting to light and accommodation, left eye she cannot open fully because she is light sensitive. There is no facial asymmetry, tongue is in the midline, shoulder shrug normal, hearing is good on both sides, finger to nose, no dysmetria, there is no pronator drift. There is no rigidity, no tremor, motor system examination strength 5/5, deep tendon reflexes 2/4, plantar responses are flexor. Sensory system examination revealed presence of pinprick and vibratory sensation in both hands and feet. She has ankle support on both feet. Assessment and plan, 32-year-old right-handed Caucasian woman whose history and examination is suggestive of following neurological problem. Number one, chronic migraine. Number two, post-concussion syndrome. Number three, mild intellectual disability. Number four, spastic diplegia. Number five, cerebral palsy. Next paragraph. At this time, I would like to start Qulipta 30 milligram PO daily. I would like to see her back in my office in 1 month. If her headache and migraine will be under control, then I will taper and discontinue the Topamax. I would like to see her back in my office in 1 month. Thank you again for asking me to see this patient.